Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Out of the Woods by Greg Olson is a true crime narrative that centers on a girl pulled into a terrifying encounter with a killer and the long, complicated aftermath of surviving it. Rather than treating violence as a one-time event, the book frames the experience as the beginning of a lifelong struggle, exploring what it means to reclaim safety, identity, and direction after trauma reshapes everything. Olson approaches the story with an eye for investigative detail, reconstructing key moments and the surrounding context while keeping the emotional reality of the victim in focus. The result is a portrait of survival that moves beyond headlines and courtroom outcomes, emphasizing the quieter battles that follow public attention. Readers can expect a blend of reported storytelling, psychological insight, and a clear sense of place and time. It is both a case-driven account and a human-centered examination of fear, memory, resilience, and the difficult work of finding a way home in every sense of the phrase. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the crime and the moment everything changes. A central topic is the initial crime and the sudden rupture it creates in a young life. True crime often focuses on what happened and who did it, but this story also underscores how a single event can splinter a person's sense of normal. The narrative attention typically given to timelines, locations, and decisions made in minutes matters here because it explains how danger can emerge from ordinary circumstances. The girl's experience becomes the pivot point for understanding vulnerability, fear, and the instinct to survive when control is stripped away. This part of the book tends to highlight the immediate realities of crisis, including confusion, rapid assessment, and the body's stress response. It also sets up the broader question the book keeps returning to. What happens after survival, when the world expects a neat ending, but the survivor is still living inside the consequences? By anchoring the later chapters in the specificity of the initial incident, the book invites readers to see the crime not as entertainment, but as a catalyst for a long chain of personal and social effects. Secondly, the killer as a system failure, not a monster myth. Another important theme is how the killer is understood and portrayed. Instead of relying on a simplistic image of evil, the book can be read as a study in how predatory behavior intersects with gaps in systems meant to protect people. This includes missed warning signs, imperfect information, and the limitations of community awareness. In many true crime accounts, the perpetrator becomes the gravitational center, but Olson's approach often keeps attention on what allowed harm to occur and how communities respond once the truth surfaces. That perspective encourages readers to think about prevention and accountability beyond the individual, including institutional processes and cultural assumptions. The killer's choices remain central to responsibility, yet the story also shows how a perpetrator can exploit routine, trust, and moments of isolation. This topic deepens the narrative by shifting the focus from fascination to analysis, making the case relevant to how people assess risk and how societies balance openness with safety. It also frames the later legal and investigative developments as part of a larger ecosystem under stress. Thirdly, survival is the beginning, trauma, memory, and the long aftermath. The book's most distinctive focus is the long aftermath and the idea that surviving violence is not the end of the story. It explores trauma as something that can persist in the body and mind, influencing relationships, self-trust, and everyday decision-making. The reader is guided through how memory can become complicated, how triggers can appear without warning, and how the survivor may cycle through anger, shame, vigilance, and grief. This is also where the phrase lifelong struggle gains weight, because healing is not presented as a straight line. The narrative emphasizes the private costs that are often invisible to outsiders, including the pressure to perform normalcy and the exhaustion of constant self-protection. It may also highlight how public narratives about victims can flatten them into symbols, while the actual person continues growing, changing, and trying to build a life that is not defined by what happened. By tracing these impacts over time, the book expands the genre from a case summary into a meditation on resilience that is realistic, demanding, and deeply human. Fourthly, investigation, evidence, and the limits of certainty. A further topic is the investigative process and the role of evidence in moving from suspicion to accountability. True crime narratives draw power from procedural detail, and here, those details matter because they shape what can be proven, what remains ambiguous, and how long resolution can take. The book shows how law enforcement, forensic work, and witness accounts interact, sometimes aligning neatly and sometimes generating contradictions. This theme also reveals the emotional toll of investigations on survivors and families, who may be asked to repeat painful information, wait through delays, and confront the fear that the truth will never be fully known. The reader is encouraged to appreciate how cases are built through incremental steps and how small decisions or overlooked facts can ripple outward. Importantly, the investigation is not portrayed as a perfect machine, but as human work done under pressure, with limited time and incomplete data. This topic helps readers understand why justice can feel slow and why outcomes may never satisfy every moral or emotional expectation, even when a legal conclusion is reached. Lastly, finding the way home, identity, safety, and reclaiming a life. The final core topic is the meaning of home as both a physical place and an internal state. The book presents recovery as a process of rebuilding identity after it has been reorganized around fear. Home becomes a symbol for belonging, stability, and the ability to move through the world without constant anticipation of harm. This theme resonates because it reframes the survivor's journey as more than coping. It is about agency and self-definition. The narrative likely explores how a survivor learns to set boundaries, choose supportive relationships, and negotiate the tension between remembering and moving forward. It also highlights how community reactions can either help or hinder healing, from compassionate support to skepticism or intrusive curiosity. In this sense, finding the way home is not a single breakthrough, but a series of decisions and adaptations over time. By ending on the idea of direction rather than closure, the book offers a realistic view of resilience. Strength can coexist with vulnerability, and progress can be measured not by forgetting, but by living more freely in the present. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want true crime that prioritizes the human impact of violence, including the long arc of survival. Fans of investigative storytelling will find a case-driven narrative, but the strongest appeal is for anyone interested in trauma, recovery, and the ways a single event can reshape a life for decades. It can benefit a reader by widening their understanding of what survival actually requires: patience, support, and a realistic acceptance that healing rarely looks like a tidy ending. The story also encourages more thoughtful conversations about safety, accountability, and how communities respond to victims after the spotlight moves on. Compared to similar books that lean heavily on shock or on the killer's mystique, this one is worth buying because it treats the aftermath as essential, not optional. The focus on a lifelong struggle gives the narrative emotional depth and lasting relevance, turning a crime story into a broader examination of resilience and identity. Readers come away with more than a recap of events. They gain insight into the enduring work of rebuilding trust, creating stability, and defining home on one's own terms. If you would like to support Greg Olson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.